This is episode number 2503 of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 11th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, by now, we've had a couple of days to process the inappropriate behavior on Below Deck Down Under.
Well, I haven't. So I'm willing to listen to this story because I don't mind spoilers. But
no,
this weekend, I'm like seven episodes behind on Below Deck Down Under.
I haven't.
So I'm binging.
I'm the whole season.
I'm binging. Behind. That is the whole season. Seven episodes.
Yeah. I haven't seen any
I saw
of
the first episode,
yet.
And now I've seen none of the rest of them. Well, I watched season one of Sailing Ship, which is 4 years old, but I love Down Under.
I know. You were hooked.
I'm an Aisha fan. I'm the Chief Stew, bitches. I love her. She's great.
She is cool. She could be.
She's hilarious. Not a bitch. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
And everybody else likes Captain Jason.
Well, who?
You know,
who
hello.
Yeah. We all.
Mm-hmm. Thirst Trap.
Captain Thirst Trap.
And that Down Under accent, man.
He's sexy.
Isn't that something?
I'm sorry.
The Australian accent can be damn sexy.
Yeah, it can. Yeah,
especially without a shirt on.
That accentuates.
Anyway.
Something about that accentuates the accent.
All right, we've given you enough spoiler time to tune out. So if you are a Below Deck Down Under fan and you don't want to hear what we're going to talk about, well, you've had your warning.
Well, this is not like, it's not super, super plot twisting, divulging.
Nothing's plot
because
twisting.
Because it's actually interesting. It's actually interesting news.
Okay.
All right. Because again, we care. We care about.
Sure,
Below Deck.
We do. So, yeah, we do. No, we,
yeah,
we do.
So,
we do.
All right. So it's the
We
Care news, especially John.
Yes. Yeah. I love Below Deck, all of them. Every one of them.
All right. So Captain Thirst Trap Jason Chambers is speaking out after two of his season two crew members were fired on the August 7th episode.
That was Monday.
Two of them,
yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Bosun Luke and Stu Lara were let go for their respective unwarranted sexual advances towards Stu, Margo, and deckhand Adam.
So Laura was kind of going after it too, huh? Wow.
Yeah, so it was one guy was let go, one girl was let go.
Yeah.
Both for the same thing.
Wow.
Not to each other.
Not to each other, no.
But
to
different
other
people. Different situations.
Didn't want it, apparently.
He must have a super horny crew, man.
It's Below Deck. Come on.
That's true. They're all horny.
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
He said, I'm sure you're digesting episodes 6 and 7 as I am. I can't.
Don't even try the accent. Don't.
Yeah, that's what Captain Jason said in an Instagram video. The camera crew.
Uh-huh.
Was awesome. The camera crew blew the whistle on Luke crawling into Margo's bed naked while she slept, passed out drunk.
Oh, that's not good. That is not good.
So yeah,
unless they were having a relationship, but still, sounded like they weren't.
It doesn't matter. She was passed out drunk.
God.
Climbs into bed with her.
No, I can't wait to go back
and see.
And
the camera crew said,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Wow.
And then anyway. All right. So I won't go too far into it because there would be a
spoiler. Well, yeah, then you get to watch it. It's
and
on
then
Peacock.
Jason also addressed Laura pursuing Adam romantically after a night of partying despite Adam declaring he was not interested.
Ooh.
And she kept getting touchy-touchy.
Wow.
So and the camera
so
crew
they're
said,
gone.
No.
They're gone.
So noting that the unfortunate events happened over a year ago, at this point he noted that he hopes that those who are involved now are on a better journey to better themselves and called for less hate, more love.
More love, mate. Wow. Well, I have to go back and watch those. They're on Peacock, and that's what I'm doing today and tomorrow. Binge watching Down Under.
Well, it's on something the day after, then
yeah,
it goes
on,
over to Peacock.
It's on Peacock the day after. No, it's Peacock.
It was two different things.
No. It's live on NBC, on Bravo, and then it's on Peacock the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
In an interview for Better Homes and Gardens, Style Maker issue done before the SAG after a strike.
Uh-huh.
Drew Barrymore revealed that after stepping away from acting, she had another career in mind.
Ooh.
So there was a long period of time when I thought I could go into interior design.
Oh, wow.
And that would make me happy, she says. She said, I could do all my thrifting and shopping. I can make things unique. I thought I could even do a show around it.
Uh-huh.
And that's when this woman called and was like, Would you ever consider doing a talk show?
See, that's, I mean, awesome. And of course, she's cute as hell. Still, Drew Barrymore, even at this age, I think is, she's, you know, we talk about America's Sweetheart being a number of women. Not that a guy couldn't be America's Sweetheart, for sure. But Drew's just one of them. She's up there. Yeah, I love
Drew
her.
Drew is awesome. Yeah. I love Drew Barrymore. And I actually like her show. I really do. She's a little, she can be a little over the top. I wish she dialed back just a little bit. But
don't you think it's cute that since she was three, she talks out of the side of her mouth?
Yeah.
Just a facial.
No, she's adorable. And like I said, I love her show.
Yeah.
There's one thing that she does that I, yes.
Flips back the hair? Like
the hair,
See, I'm going to call my move
the hair alone.
I'm going to call my move the Drew. Okay, I'm loving that.
Leave the hair alone.
I'm in good company if it's me and Drew Barrymore. Come on.
Now she's in tune with her audience. She's in tune with her guests.
Oh, yeah, no. She's in tune with herself. That's cool.
She's into it. And yeah. I love that about her. Just stop
and
touching your hair.
She and Adam Sandler they love each other. They want to do more movies together.
Yeah.
And even though the last couple of movies they did together, nobody went to see it. It's come on, you guys. These are the best damn rom-coms ever made. Drew Barrymore. Come on. It doesn't get any better.
Well, then if you put Jen Aniston in
singer.
There, it's a threesome.
It doesn't. Yes, true. It doesn't get any better, really, than 50 First Dates.
That's pretty good.
That is such an awesome movie. I will stop what
good.
I'm doing.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
good.
And I will
yeah.
watch that
yeah,
movie.
Good.
I'll even watch it on TBS where they put too many commercials in it.
To make it 3.5 hours.
Well, I love that movie. I never think of that movie as being a favorite movie, but damn it. The more I think about it, it's one of my favorite movies
of all time. I don't think
about
it until I see
it,
and it's like, oh, man, it's such a great movie.
So
I mean, it really is.
So good. Anyway, love, Drew.
Love, Drew. So anyway, this season will mark the fourth season of her Drew Barrymore talk show.
Wow, it's been 4 years. Wow.
Well, strike depending.
Sure.
So she opted out of the design crew, design career.
Mm-hmm.
She says she makes sure that, you know, like her home, her studio makes her guests feel invited, and her fame has allowed her to dabble in both of her passions. She has a home design line at Walmart,
cookbook,
a cosmetic line, and more.
Well, good for Drew.
She's
That's
a pretty
great.
Real person.
And
I
she's
like that
also
about
on
her.
The Garnier commercials now. So when you get to an age where you have to color your hair, you end up on the Garnier commercials. Good for her. Well, with our apologies to Adam Sandler because, you know, he seems to be out in the cold right now. What the hell? And Halle Berry, who's
Adam
having
Sandler.
A birthday on Monday.
Oh, my
Monday
goodness.
Monday will be Halle
OMGs.
Berry Day around here. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.